She always said that she watched over me, even while she was sleeping. Had she been watching over me tonight? I stared at the old woman for a quiet moment. I don't know how most people feel about their grandparents, but I loved her so much it hurt sometimes. Nana raised me from the age of 10. I finally leaned down and kissed her on the cheek. "Did you get my voicemail?" I asked. Nana glanced absently at the hotel phone with its flashing red message light. "I guess not," I said with a shrug. She put a hand on my forearm. "Oh, Alex. Christine was here at the hotel. She came and she took little Alex back to Seattle. He's gone." My brain had a quick, does-not-compute moment. Christine wasn't due to pick Alex up for another 2 days. She currently had custody of our son, but the trip to Disneyland had been talked out and agreed to. She even said it was a good idea. I sat down hard on the edge of the couch. "I don't understand. What do you mean she took Alex home? What's going on? Tell me everything." Nana shoved her crocheting into a tapestry bag at her side. "I was so mad I could have spit. She didn't seem like herself at all. She was shouting, Alex. She shouted at me, even at Janelle. What was she doing here anyway? She wasn't supposed to. She came down early. That's the worst part. Alex, I think she was coming to spend some quality time with you and little Alex. With all of us. And then when she found out you were working, she completely changed. Turned into an angry hornet, just like that. There was nothing I could say to her.